Census figures show that the number of grandparents raising their grandchildren has increased more than 50% in the last decade. But these elderly people often need help themselves. Many live in housing unsuitable for children and have failing health. From member station WBUR in Boston, Tony Randolph reports.
57-year-old Molly Ashley and her 16-year-old granddaughter live in the Dorchester neighborhood in Boston. Since March, they've lived on the second floor of a three-family house. Ashley says she has problems with the landlord, and she suspects that her apartment contains lead paint, which could be dangerous for the other young grandchildren who visit. She herself has heart trouble and arthritis, and recently suffered a stroke.
Medically, I'm not able to be running around here, there, everywhere, trying to find an apartment. It's very hard.
Ashley says it's difficult financially, too. She retired on disability in 1998, and now the only income she has to care for herself and her granddaughter is about $600 a month from a Social Security disability check, and most of that goes to pay for her rent, which even with a Section 8 voucher is about $500 a month.
I was used to working, taking care of my family, and having monies to pay my rent. But since I've been really disabled for the last 4 years, it's been extremely hard.
But Ashley hopes some of her struggle is ending. She's waiting for approval to move into a first-of-its-kind housing development in Boston called Grand Families House. As its name suggests, the only tenants there are grandparents raising grandchildren. Its founders say providing the appropriate housing solves many other problems for these families. Grand Families House, which opened in 1998, has 26 apartments ranging from 2 to 4 bedrooms. It's designed to accommodate the very young and the very old. For example, there are handicapped rails in the bathrooms and covers over electrical outlets. And the social programs range from workshops for senior citizens to subsidized daycare for preschoolers. Ann Stokes and her great-granddaughter Khadijah have been at Grand Families House for 4 years. Khadijah's mother was just 13 years old when she gave birth to Khadijah. Stokes took the baby when no one else in the family could. She says the on-site daycare was a big help.
It was a blessing because you just moved in somewheres. You're looking for daycare, and the daycare's downstairs. And, you know, how lucky can you get?
Now Khadijah is 7 years old, and Stokes has enrolled her in the on-site after-school program, which she calls another blessing. Stokes says teaching methods have changed, and grandparents can't always help the youngsters with their classwork.
They have computers. We didn't. I had a typewriter. So you can see how things have changed, and trying to keep up with the changes. It's kind of hard when you're over 65, but you do the best you can.
Khadijah is one of more than 2 million children nationwide who live in households headed by grandparents. The parents are either sick, dead, addicted to drugs, jailed, or otherwise absent. Jerry Myers is the site manager at Grand Families House. He says all the families have something in common.
The one thing that I found with them is that, number one, they love their family. You know, they're dealing with different types of grief and loss and guilt. All this is built up in them, and they still have to raise this child. Some can barely get around to deal with some of these children, but they do it just out of their heart because they're not getting paid to do this. They're doing it just from their heart.
That's the case for Molly Ashley. She says when two of her grandchildren were put into foster care a decade ago because their mother was involved in drugs, she adopted them. After illness forced her from her job, she began feeling pressure. But she says that pressure may be relieved if she gets to move into Grand Families House.
I feel like I'm there with other people just like me, you know. And if something happens to me, my granddaughter doesn't have to be so afraid that something's going to happen to me and she's not going to be able or be there to see about me. There's always somebody around.
Grand Families House has been cited as a national model, but it remains the only such project of its kind, although cities in at least 28 states have begun plans to rehabilitate units in existing public housing developments to accommodate grand families. For NPR News, I'm Tony Randolph in Boston.